This is the PoetryFoundation.org podcast for Friday, April 7th. I'm Curtis Fox. Today we're going to hear a few very short lyrics from very different cultures and eras. A poem from ancient Rome, an erotic Sanskrit lyric, and some light verse written by a famous American novelist. So what is it about short poems that makes them so appealing? I suppose it has something to do with their portability. I mean, if you like a short poem, it's so easy to take with you. You memorize it and you put it in your mental pocket, and it's there for you whenever you think of it, sort of like an iPod. Also, when a short poem really works, it's often because there's something richly enigmatic about it. Take, for example, this poem called Little Soul. It was written by Hadrian, the Roman emperor, sometime around the turn of the 1st century AD. It's the only poem of Hadrian's that has survived. No one knows why only this one. Maybe he didn't write any others. Little Soul is translated from the Latin by W.S. Merwin in the April issue of Poetry Magazine.
Little Soul by Hadrian. Little soul, little stray, little drifter. Now where will you stay? All pale and all alone. After the way you used to make fun of things.
It's impossible to know whose soul the poet is addressing in that little poem. When I first heard it, I assumed it was the speaker's own. But maybe he's talking to someone else. Maybe the emperor is mocking somebody. If that's the case, the poem is more menacing than it is tender or regretful.
Little soul, little stray, little drifter. Now where will you stay? All pale and all alone. After the way you used to make fun of things.
Little Soul by the Roman Emperor Hadrian, translated by W.S. Merwin and read by Michael Stuhlbarg. The next short poem is by John Updike. It's wonderful to hear a work of so few words by a writer who has put so many millions of them into his novels. This poem really doesn't need an introduction other than its title. It's called
Food by John Updike. It is always there, man's real best friend. It never bites back. It is already dead. It never tells us we are lousy lovers or asks us for an interview. It simply begs, take me. It cries out, I'm yours. Mush me all up, it says. Whatever is you is pure.
Food by John Updike, read by Eliza Foss. The last short poem we're going to hear is also about the senses. It's called The Sheets, and it's an anonymous erotic poem originally written down in Sanskrit in the 7th century. Here's the situation in the poem. A man has spent the night with a courtesan. Social conventions make it impossible for the man to explicitly describe their lovemaking, so instead he details the traces left by the woman on the bedsheets. One last thing that might be helpful to know before you hear this poem is that Betelgeuse in the first phrase refers to the betel nut, not to smushed bugs, as I first thought.
The sheets. Smudged here with Betelgeuse. Burnished there with aloe paste, a splash of powder in one corner, and lacquer from footprints embroidered in another, with flowers from her hair strewn all over its winding, crumpled folds. The sheets celebrate the joy of making love to a woman in every position.
The Sheets, read by Ken Marks. According to Parthasarathi, who translated that poem for the current issue of Poetry Magazine, each image of that poem represents a different sexual position, as described in the Kama Sutra.
For example, the Betelgeuse represents the position of the cat, the aloe paste the position of the elephant, the splash of powder the position of the cow, and lacquer from footprints with the unorthodox woman in top position.
Now, I don't know what those positions are, actually. I don't know what the position of the cat or the elephant is. Can you help me out?
Well, the poet has really observed animals making love to one another, and he has transferred these on to the human positions.
That wasn't very helpful, and the phone connection was breaking up there anyway. I guess we'll all have to consult our copies of the Kama Sutra. Or maybe another close reading of the poem will enlighten us.
Smudged here with Betelgeuse, burnished there with aloe paste, a splash of powder in one corner, and lacquer from footprints embroidered in another, with flowers from her hair strewn all over its winding, crumpled folds. The sheets celebrate the joy of making love to a woman in every position.
That's it for today's podcast. We'll be posting more of them every day next week and for the rest of April. Drop us a line about what you thought of this program. Email us at podcast@poetryfoundation.org. Or you can also leave a voice message at 718-857-1821. Editors for this week's podcast are Rob Weisberg and Catherine Fenollosa. Recordings were made at CDM Sound Studios in New York and 501 Audio in Austin, Texas. The music used in this podcast comes from the Claudia Quintet. For the PoetryFoundation.org podcast, I'm Curtis Fox. Thanks for listening.